I don't know.
If it was ready to call, it's nice a lot. Yeah. Rick, you ready?
I can't call right
now. Full order?
Oh, yeah.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Mr. Redman?
Here.
Mr. O'Neill?
Here.
Mr. Clancy?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Here.
Mayor Long?
Here.
We're going to start with committee reports. The first item is finance. Mr. Fessler is not here this evening.
Do you want to dispense it? Because I don't know if you have anything.
I do not. Mr. Okay. Hill, do you have anything on finance?
No, all right, Mayor.
Okay. Public safety? We'll go right down the list, kid.
No.
Is the chief here or no? Okay. That's okay. You want to do the admin report, Mr. Hill?
Sure. Quickly, DPW report, basically a summary. We're still working on the Oswald company being in, working on the main issue on Bay Avenue that has been cleared up. We're still investigating what the cause of that particular pipe is. We have found some, I think, video, Dale?
Yes, Mr. Hill, I'm going to send you a memo on that, just on what you showed me down to the yard, and what I'm speculating might be the cause of it. I'll get you a memo on that this week.
Yeah, you did come down and look at it. You've seen it, Chris? But anyway, we're working on that. That area has been cleared up. They did start bulk pickup for March was completed. Brush pickup started as needed. Our brush pickup, try to keep up with that as best we can. We know we don't have scheduled brush pickup during this time of year, but people have been calling. We try to be aggressively taking care of that. Folks are also encouraged to bring the brush down to the yard if possible. DPW is also working on, and they have ordered signs as per the police department's sign summary a couple years ago, so that we do have some new signs coming in, and you'll see them out putting the new signs up as well. They received 3 sewer clog complaints on our end. None of them happen to be part of our issue. Under building and housing, code enforcement had 34 COs, 15 inspections, and there were 3 court appearances, 2 that are still now pending due to a change of venue and others. $1,700 in fees were collected throughout the month of March for the code enforcement end. Construction office had 27 new permits and 2 updates. So there's actually 29 alterations going on right now. They all encompass private property at this point. And I think there was an excess of $8,400 in fees collected during the month. Zoning, we do have a suggestion or discussion with possible adoption or looking into an ordinance regulating clothing bins. There's been some recent issues that have come up and they're really not addressed, so we can go further into that at some point, but the zoning officer is asking us to take a look at that. Also, he did review the quick check permit and reviewed 14 zoning permits for new homes, fences, decks, porches, etc. Under recreation and park summary, 27 different groups used the building in March. Senior citizens had 5 events throughout March. 2 teen nights were held. There's another teen movie night set for tomorrow night. Kids on the Move program continues Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and special activities on Thursdays. Taekwondo, 4-H, Girl Scouts continue to meet. Throughout April, we have voting safety programs, Creative Notions art class for seniors, and a pitch hit and run program is scheduled for the kids that we do annually with the Borough of Atlantic Highlands. Egg hunt was held recently. It was scheduled in March 31st. We had a rain out. It was held April 1st. We had a great turnout. A lot of kids, a lot of fun on the beach. As far as the administrator's report, we are working with the Garden Club and the Highlands Business Partnership regarding the irrigation of Veterans Park. We have 2 different systems down there. One of them did break loose, I guess, during the winter, so we're trying to get that repaired together if we can. We are reviewing the solar light needs for various flagpoles. We're also investigating if we can get higher wattage bulbs for the 2 at the base at that particular park location. As I mentioned, we're reviewing telecom items. We're reviewing time clock procedures with all departments. Veterans Park basketball repair has begun. The gentleman was down there. He needs it to be over 70 degrees when he applies the top layer of paint.
Has it been yet?
But the kids are still playing on it. They enjoy it.
Looks very good, too, by the way.
But when it's red, white, and blue and standing out, it's going to look a lot better, I hope. Not that much. Took care of that. But we are in preparation of the Summer Food Service Grant, which is an annual program that we've had at the Recreation Department for 33 years. Generator project should be complete by mid-April. They are coming up, finalizing, tightening up things that have been going on with the generator switchover. Simpson Mechanical did install new energy-efficient heating units for the Borough Hall. We do need to look at some minor roof repair for them to do the reinstall of the air-conditioned unit for the main part of the building. So we're going to need to discuss that a little bit. We assisted with the St. Patrick's Day parade. I think it was a wonderful event from what I saw at the one end of town. Civil service list has been received for the police department opening, and other than that, that's a wrap.
Thank you, Mr. Hill.
I have some questions.
Go ahead, sir.
I noticed the DPW came along and picked up grass cuttings and brush that were in the street on Fifth Street. Those grass cuttings and brush were left there by a maintenance service. And I was surprised that our guys came and picked it up.
What our guys have been doing, and I've been discussing this with them over the period.
Not that I want it left in the street. I think we need to get on to the landscaping service to take it away themselves.
I have no doubt about it, and we'll try to, if that's brought to my attention, we'll certainly definitely contact the landscaping services. Our guys have been trying to be aggressive to get it out so it's not clogging our storm drains or anything else. But we will. If we have any issue, we feel the same's happening up on Portland, to be honest with you.
Yes.
We drive up Portland Road, and it seems like every other week there's debris out there. So I think we need to send out some type of memo or something to residents as well. If you hire a landscape contractor, they're responsible for removal.
Right.
Okay, we'll follow up.
Yeah, send a memo out. You have to put in the tax list, you know.
Whatever. Yeah.
Disposal of borough vehicles and equipment. I see there's two and a half ton unit trucks on the list, leaving us in my mind five left.
How many are on the resolution?
Two that I see.
This is a combination of OEM and DPW. Right? Do you have the resolution either?
Well, maybe we should pull it out of
1277.
The consent agenda.
All right, you want to pull it out?
Yes.
1277.
Let me offer that.
Sure, I'll offer it.
Thank you.
Anything else, Mr. President?
That's it.
Okay. Chief, I saw you come in. You have a public safety report, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Chief Blewett?
I've been asked to make some changes to my report from Councilman Redman. To include some administrative duties and some calls for, as well as calls for service, and some calls that require more time or increased calls, so we will reflect those changes. As a result of a several-month-long investigation into the distribution of narcotics, Highlands Police Department executed a search warrant on March 23rd. As a result, Patrick Drum, 32 years of age, in Fifth Street, was charged with possession with intent to distribute, possession of marijuana, possessed with intent to distribute within 1,000 feet of a school zone and 500 feet of a park. His bail was set at $150,000 on 10%. Natalia Roca was also arrested and charged with possession of over 50 grams of marijuana. She was released on her own recognizance. Mr. Drum's vehicle was also seized and is pending forfeiture through the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office. As a result of an investigation into a reported dispute on March 18th, Bonnie McKittrick, 20 years of age, Warwick Avenue, was charged with aggravated assault, possession of a weapon, and possession of a weapon for unlawful service, unlawful purpose following a stabbing. Highlands Police Department is currently investigating several cases of identity theft, which are on the rise. Due to these increasing number, we do warn residents to please shred your financial documents. Do not keep your social security card in your wallet. Do not give out your personal information over the phone or by email unless you know specifically who you are dealing with. During the St. Patrick's Day parade, the Highlands Police Department put out a plainclothes detail. As the result, we issued three summonses for open alcohol. Other than that, the parade was a success. We really didn't have too many problems. On the administrative side, as you guys are aware, we are researching the possibility of shared services with the Lincoln Highlands. The mayor and I and Mr. Hill I've been going to a meeting since January. Since then, Mr. Hill and I have been researching technological and infrastructure changes that may be needed to facilitate the dispatch change. We've also met with Bob Dawson, Undersheriff, to discuss terms and conditions of the county dispatching for us. Due to retirements, we reorganized the police department structure and made reassignments. As far as the budget goes, in the last few weeks I've been working with the CFO, formulate a half-year transitional budget for the police department until we get the new calendar year budget. We researched the purchase of a new patrol vehicle that was approved last month. I contacted the Division of Highway Traffic Safety, the state, regarding using DDEF funds or drunk driving enforcement funds for the purchase of a new in-car camera system. These systems are invaluable. They really are. They're $4,500 a piece. Unfortunately, all of ours this year, all five of them, will be obsolete and have to be replaced. So we're looking to replace one through the state, which we've got confirmation we can. That's going to help. As far as traffic goes, I met with Fiore Construction regarding traffic control issues on Highland Avenue. I spoke to them. We've come up with some plans and agreed on some procedures for road closing and information sharing. We had problems with Fiore in the past. We've had some problems so far with this round. There was a main break, as you all know, resulting in numerous homes without water on the Highland Avenue section of town. Our Swift Reach 911 system was used to warn affected residents. We would, again, as we always do, recommend that every citizen sign up for this reverse 911 system. If you go to highlandsnj.com site, there's a button on it to sign up for this. When we send out an emergency message either through police department or OEM, you'll be notified either email, cell phone, or your home phone. If you don't know, for those of you who have children, we're at both schools every day, every morning. We also meet with school officials on a weekly basis. We update plans for school evacuations, active shooter plans. We participate in fire drills, lockdowns, and so forth. We work with the schools every week. We do put a lot of time into it, believe it or not. We began the process of hiring a regular police officer to replace one of the two officers who left last year. We've also began the process of hiring a special law enforcement class 2 officer. We've applied for and have been approved for several grants. Two ballistic vest grants, one state and one federal. We have a mandatory vest policy for our officers. These vests have to be replaced every 5 years by spec, and they are funded through these grants. We've also been awarded the Click It or Ticket grant through the State Division of Highway Traffic and Safety. This is the second year we've obtained this grant. We will have officers out enforcing Click It or Ticket from May 21st through June 3rd. During the month of March, this department opened 31 new investigations, including 6 thefts, 2 aggravated assaults, 3 burglaries, and 1 endangering the welfare of a child that require additional follow-up by a detective. We now have only 1 detective. So he has to follow up on these 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 cases that have occurred. Because we are a small department, our detective handles these follow-up investigations as well as answer calls. On the other hand, our patrol officers and supervisors also investigate crime.
Chief, and the one detective is because of retirement, correct?
Excuse me?
One detective because of retirement?
Yes. Okay. Yes. besides our own search warrant, our canine, Peter and Officer Chesick, assist the Middletown Police Department for an execution of 3 narcotic search warrants in March. Sergeant Burton is in the 6th week of teaching the 10-week DARE curriculum to the 5th grade students at the Highlands Elementary School. His program is highly received by both the children and the staff. We believe it's very successful. We get to interact with the kids because of these programs. There's no program has no cost to borrow because of funds received for clothing bins at the recycling yard. Captain Claggett and Tom Ruth have been working with the Explorer program, which is highly successful. We now have 14 participants. They're now planning a tour of McGuire Air Force Base, which will include a tour of the tower and planes. And we're also working on a trip to the Army Air Force football game at West Point. As far as calls go, I was asked to explain a little bit about maybe the increase or decrease in certain calls or calls that may affect manpower allocation. We responded to 34 first aid calls in the month of March. These calls average about 40 minutes per call because obviously as first responders, we have to wait until the first aid and or medics get there until the call is completed. During the day, when the first aid members are working, sometimes these go as long as 45 minutes or an hour. So I didn't want to explain that. I would encourage people to join the first aid. That's not anything negative on the first aid. They work, they have jobs, too, and lives. It's hard on them, and there's not a lot of them. Also want to address mental health and crisis calls, which have been on the increase. Last year, we responded to 110 calls for a crisis or mental health. These calls are very manpower intensive. They're very long. Aside from about an average of about 60 minutes per call, they involve follow-up with healthcare professionals, hospitals, counselors, Division of Youth and Family Services, you name it. It goes on and on. We responded to 539 calls for service in total. We made 26 adult arrests, 3 juvenile arrests, and we issued a total of 148 motor vehicle summonses.
Thank you, Chief. Anybody have any questions at the table, Chief? Thank you, Chief. Next up will be Library. Tara Ryan, I see.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, I think you have a
we do, yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm just going to...
briefly, yeah, please.
The library staff had the piano tuned. The piano has been in the library for quite a while. And it's not just for people to come into the library, it's for everybody. But I want to encourage people and let them know. We have a piano. It belongs to the town. And people should use it. I mean, of course, there are meetings going on there at all different times, and you can't just come in and start playing. But we're working with the kids to see those who are taking lessons and those who want to learn. So it's a good thing, another project. But anyone who's interested should go down and talk and see if you can get it signed. Okay, the second important thing is that we're going to restart the reading, the Mommy and Me, or young children's reading hour with a craft. I don't have the exact date, but that will be coming up probably in about 6 weeks, and I'll let you know. That was well received, but it's difficult now because so many mothers work now to find a time that is good for everybody. We are looking for somebody to volunteer on alternate Saturdays for the rest of the year. I have many, many volunteers, but Saturdays are up. So if anybody is interested in coming for 2 hours every other Saturday, you can talk to me. If you can't find me, you can leave a note for me here or at the community center. And finally, we're going to do a little redecorating. We've been in existence for almost 2 years. And we're just going to put up some different exhibits. And our own staff is going to do it, but then we realized that we definitely have artistic, talented people in town. You don't have to be a library volunteer to come and do this. It would be, you know, a few hours to come and decide what you might want to do, put up a different exhibit using the materials that we have. I am going to be contacting the Key Club in Henry Hudson to see if they want to do it as a project, but I need an adult mentor. So if anyone is interested, again, and we're doing okay. Of course, the numbers went down over the winter, but they're starting to pick up again. And we muddle on there. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And, you know, anyone here from the Highlands Business Partnership? I don't see anybody. Okay. Shared services. I'll add to this what the chief started talking about and Mr. Hill. In the process of our seeing if we can figure out a shared service with Atlantic Highlands for dispatching, in checking out all the phone equipment and compatibility, we realized that we have something on the table, whether we have a shared service with them or not, that's going to save us about $1,000 a month, Mr. Hill, correct? Okay. And on a landline phone bill. So, worst case scenario, we just spent our spare time doing it, didn't cost the taxpayers anything yet, and we're going to probably save $12,000 a year in our regular landline phone bill. As far as the shared service goes, our next meeting is the 13th, is next Friday, correct? I believe at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to meet with the, our counterparts in Atlantic Highlands. I'm pretty sure at that meeting they're going to have a dollar amount for us, and we're going to bring it back to this governing body and table and see if it's something that's palatable. Heck, you want to find out? Okay.
I have a question on shared services. We seem to be not talking about sharing the court.
No, we have to do this first. The reason why is there's a lot of policies and procedures that each police department does separately. We wanted to get this ironed out first, try to come to an agreement. The court, I don't want to say is easy, but it's a lot easier than this because they have a whole different way of doing things on both sides. Nobody's wrong. Chief has his way that the police department doesn't hear. The chief over there has their way. We've been meeting for, it's probably, 14 weeks now? We didn't meet every Friday, but it's got to be about 14 meetings because we had a few before that, too. So we had to just on a kindly how you start, how to finish, and try to be compatible. So that's next. We believe, and we might be wrong, we believe that's going to be a little easier.
Okay.
And then just to interject, I think when we get to that point, are we also going to bring like OEM and first aid in there?
We're going to try, yeah, absolutely. We're going to try to make everything in one little blow away.
So. I know they have a lot of different situations, but for us it might be easier. We already get a dual.
Oh, we're not going to make a deal without talking. Yeah, obviously. So we just wanted to make sure that there was a deal to be made.
Okay.
And the fact of the matter is we're now at the money point. Mm-hmm. If the money's there and it's a right choice for both sides, then we'll bring in everybody else that has to say. We'll make it public and we'll go from there. Okay.
Moving on to other business, we have the North Street bulkhead repair.
Who's going to speak to that?
I'm not ready with a report yet, Mayor.
Okay. You want to bring it up at the first meeting in May, Mr. O'Neill?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll push that to there if you can.
Okay. The next item is the North Street pump station.
That's the
repairs.
Same thing?
Yeah.
We're going to take care of both of them at the next first meeting in May. We can.
Review of Washington Avenue engineer proposal.
Dale, is that you, sir?
Sure, Mayor. We, as requested, we submitted a proposal to repair Washington Avenue through the break area. Mm-hmm. It's approximately 300 feet or so. Basically, what it involves to repair our roadway and support if need be, depending on the direction everything goes moving forward.
Okay. And where are we at with that?
Right now, I'm just waiting for direction.
Okay.
All right, we submitted for your review. If when the time comes to implement it, I would need direction from the governing body to move forward with it.
Okay.
Mayor Nolan, we are introducing a bond ordinance this evening for Washington Avenue. And I believe once we adopt that, if it's adopted, then we can award the professional services. Can we do it at the same meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want me to carry this to the same meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was reading that.
And I'll do a resolution.
Please.
Okay. The next item is the mayor's appointment to the planning board.
Carolyn, you want to read the, because it's actually three-player minutes.
Yes. We had a vacancy due to a recent resignation of Mr. Parla.
First off, I want to thank Mr. Parla for his service and his dedication to the planning board. And he has other things happening in his life and had to step down. We appreciate his service.
Okay, with that vacancy, Mayor Nolan has decided to move the existing alternate number one member, Sherry Ruby, up to the unexpired term for Mr. Parler as a regular member. We are then going to move Mr. Gallagher, who is currently alternate number two, up to alternate number one, and then appoint Larry Colby as the new alternate number two planning board member for the unexpired term.
Okay.
I didn't know what was going on that. That's a good appointment.
Number five, please.
Next is Willow Street Pipe Repair.
Who's speaking to that?
Want me to start with it?
Yeah, I'll let Mr. Redman.
I was down at the Willow Street and San Diego Bay Marina. There's a drainage pipe that goes through their property out towards the basin and towards the end of the pipe that before it goes into the marina, there's some some fallout soil going down into the pipe. So he asked me to take a look at it. I went down there. I talked to Mr. Hill about it. He went down to meet Jim Boldman about it, and he's looking to see if it can be repaired.
Okay. I need to further clarify, too. In your packet, there was a memo from me. Initially, we were told that perhaps Sandy Hook Bay Marina would be willing to make the repairs. Since meeting with the property owner feels as though it's our pipe and that we should be making the repairs that impact his marina. He also has a dredging issue with silt that he believes comes from the pipe and through the break that's coming into that portion of the marina. So initially, I was led to believe that there was going to be more of a partnering up. So it's a matter of now figuring out what we want to do to repair that pipe, if we feel that pipe repair is something that we can undertake at this point, and then we'll have to have further discussion with Mr. Bowman with regards to that issue.
Who do you need to step in? Would you need engineering at this point? Or?
Well, Dale was down on site to look. We could use a recommendation from that end, and then we can go forward. But okay. We've got to decide there again initially, and then we go out, get some quotes, get the work done.
Now, do we need a survey for the who owns what? Or?
No, I think it runs far. I think there's an easement.
You'd be able to make it?
Yeah, it runs through the parking lot. We look at this pipe. Dave Gilson had us actually look at this back in 04.
Okay.
We ran a TV camera down it, found some offset joints. The pipe itself seemed to be intact back then.
Okay.
Considering you're nine years down the road, it might not
Why
be
did a, we look at it then? For the same reason?
Same reason. Basically, it was the issue with the bulkhead at the time.
Okay.
What I would suggest would to camera it again, just because it is 9 years later, because if there's anything else that surfaced in the meantime,
right,
you want to address it while you have everything open. But at this point, this seems like it'd be simple repairs. It doesn't seem to be a large project to undertake. Maybe resetting a couple lengths of pipe, or maybe repairing a couple joints and moving on from there.
Your recommendation is to camera it, though, first?
I would say camera it first.
Anybody
just
have any
taking,
questions, concerns?
Is this Brannan's bill related to that, Tim?
The proposal.
That was a proposal submitted to Sandy Hook Bay Marina, not to us directly. Furthermore, we wanted a further scope of work on that, because initially there was a gentleman who came in and said they wanted to start work on a Saturday. He came to me on Friday at 5 o'clock, and I said, time out. So that proposal was submitted to Sandy Hook Bay Marina, not to us. It was given to me. It was given to Mr. Redmond. He gave to me. The note on there says that at the time they told us, one person said that they were going to pay for the repair on our pipe, and that's not.
But at this point, it would seem to be the work could be completed for $4,900. Is that changed?
It all depends. I mean,
we don't know.
Right. You've got three sinkholes in the parking lot.
Is he looking at the pipe and everything like you're talking about?
He hasn't looked at the pipe at all. He's looking at the sinkholes, and I guess he wants to excavate those sinkholes, find out what the problem is, and repair everything.
If they're there.
Well, he's talking about fixing the pipe. We will patch all damaged parts of pipe using reinforcing concrete wire. We will backfill and compact the area. Job has to be done at low tide because of the depth of the pipe. It's not clear to me why we don't authorize Mr. Brannan to move ahead. If we decide it's our pipe, then we'll pay this bill, no, Rick?
Well, if he gets in there and there's problems, then that bill's going to double. Let's have it televised and see what the real problem is.
I think you got to at least televise it.
And just for clarification, that proposal was given to the private property owner, not to us.
I understand. It wouldn't change if it came to us.
Well, wouldn't we have to get three quotes on it?
You have to get three quotes on it.
Yeah.
Plus, you didn't even really televise it yet. You got to at least minimum televise it.
At this level, I thought the threshold was 17.
That's the publicly bid, but you should still get quotes.
Quotes.
Just the quotes.
All right.
These formal quotes are much lower.
So we want to authorize T&M to televise it, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. That's your next step, and then get back to us. Dale, will we be able to get us the answer by the next meeting, or?
Yeah.
And should we get three quotes in the interim?
Depending on Oswald.
Should we see what we got from first?
Oswald or?
Let's get the televised, and then when we know what we're quoting, get three quotes, obviously.
Right.
We don't know yet what we're going to estimate the quote.
Okay.
Okay?
The next item is the consent agenda.
We're going to remove 1276 forever, and we're going to take out 77 to stand alone.
And then also, Mayor Nolan, if we can amend the executive session minutes, page one, the first sentence to state that Mr. Padula stated that.
Okay. Does anybody at the table have anything else they want to remove, question, or concern with? Seeing none, I will offer that with those changes.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. The next item.
1277?
Yes, 1276 is tabled for good, right?
Forever. And 77, we're going to, Mr. Francy, I know, and others have questions on what we're doing with the vehicles, how many vehicles. Go ahead, sir.
At this point, how many of the deuce and a halves do we have, Tim? I think I count 6 green and 2 white.
The white ones are the ones that are on here. They're the ones that are, he's looking
the white ones are the ones that he's looking to dispose of, plus the old trailers that are there.
Okay.
In the meantime, too, he was able to get 2 snow plows for us.
Okay.
Snow plows came with vehicles, so I just want to make everyone very clear. The plows were attached to the vehicles. Fort Monmouth would not allow us just to take the plows. However, those vehicles are at our disposal. So it was a catch-22.
At our disposal to dispose of, or are you for people to drive?
No, they're not meant to go on the road. But the plows themselves are practically brand new plows. He couldn't get them without the vehicles. He tried every which way.
Also, but we're disposing of 2 vehicles, retaining the plows.
Right.
Absolutely.
And we're going to mount the plows onto.
They'll be used on our vehicles.
That we currently have.
That we currently have.
The deuce and the halves.
Now, I think there are any of our vehicles, any of the public works vehicles that we currently have, they will fit.
Why do we need, at this point, 6 deuce and a half?
I'll get further clarification. What we're trying to do is eliminate what we have right now and then move forward. And I absolutely hear you and agree with you. If there's more vehicles we need to get rid of, we're going
to... With an eye to that some stuff came to us with a guarantee of keeping it X amount of time, you have to make sure we're not violating any...
Dave is going to give us all that updated
correct.
Information. This was a start to start liquidating what we
first
have
two,
so
see
we
you
can
later.
Move forward. So by... If you don't want to go with this resolution, we can always add more to the next meeting, or we can do another resolution.
No, get rid of
this resolution is fine. I just...
He wants more.
At this point, we need to get rid of trucks that we have to
how
take care
of them.
Huh?
Are we junking them, or are we auctioning them?
Mr. Parker requested that his list of vehicles be disposed of by salvage.
Yeah, he felt the salvage on
because
the
of the value.
Higher
yes.
value
right.
than
I would agree.
Vehicles are worth.
What does that mean, salvage?
Have Red Bank
junk them.
Recycle
them.
Because you're not going to get as much for
right.
And you got a cost on the auction.
And we'll follow up, Mr. Francy, with Mr. Parker on a plan to eliminate
as many as you
vehicles.
Can. Some of the free, quote unquote, free ones came with a guarantee you were keeping an X amount of time. And I know Dave knows that. You got to get rid of what you can when you can. You satisfied,
okay,
Mr. Francy? Okay. With that, I will offer 1277.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for introduction as a revision for this would be the second revision, the setting of a public hearing date for May 2nd, and authorizing the referral to the Planning Board is Ordinance 0-12-9, and Ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 21 of the Revised General Code of the Borough of Highlands, County Bond, State of New Jersey, entitled zoning, to modify the requirements of the MH Mobile Home Residence District, and to further allow mid-rise multi-family developments in the MH zone as conditional uses, and to establish regulations pertaining thereto.
Does anybody have questions, concerns, or anything at the table?
Why can't we make them uses rather than conditional uses? Wasn't this all hinging on whether the trailer park was bought by the people down there?
This is the shadow lawn.
This is the shadow lawn? Okay. This is just the change.
From what we talked about, right. Reinforcing it.
All right, I thought it was the other one.
No, that's
all right.
Okay, I'll offer that.
Offered by Mayor Nolan?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Redmond. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for introduction, setting of a public hearing date for April 18th. Is bond ordinance 0-12-12, Bond ordinance providing an appropriation of $700,000 for bulkhead replacement along and various improvements to Washington, improvements to Washington Avenue for and by the Borough Pounds in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey, authorizing the issuance of $665,000 bonds or notes of the Borough Pounds for financing part of the appropriation.
Carolyn, I'm sorry, to be clear, 12-9 is going to the planning board next week?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody have any questions, concerns, or comments on the bond ordinance for Washington
Avenue? I do. The title is misleading. We're not doing a bulkhead repair.
Not a replacement, no, you're right.
From Dale. No, it's a street.
Oh, Jesus, that explains it all.
Wait a minute.
That explains it all.
I had to throw one out.
I want to change the title.
The title has to change.
Right.
It's a street repair. Right. You haven't said no until just now, by the way.
All right, so we're taking out bulkhead replacement.
Bulkhead.
Well, if you read it, obviously it's street repairs.
Yeah.
But Mr. Francis is right. We have to clarify.
And could you read it again, please?
Sure. Ordinance 0-12-12, bond ordinance providing an appropriation of $700,000 for road improvements to Washington Avenue, for and by the Borough Pounds in the County of Miles, New Jersey, and authorizing the issuance of $665,000 bonds or notes of the borough for financing part of the appropriation.
With that, I'll offer.
Offered by Mayor Nellen.
Second.
Second by Mr. Francie. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie? Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nellen?
Yes.
Okay, the next item is...
Dale?
Public portion.
My buddy Dale. Tara Ryan, please.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to pass.
Okay. Ooh, this is going to be a bad one. I'm sorry. I think it's Pete at 56 4th Street.
Oh, Pat Phillips.
Pat, I'm sorry, Pat. I got.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Nice to see you again.
Yes, you too. Nice to meet you this week.
Thank you.
Did anything ever become of that mercantile?
You want to give an update of when you sent the letter and where we're at right now, please, Mr.
The mercantile issue for Captain's Cove.
These are one of the residents that were here at our last meeting without myself. Oh,
okay.
Mr. Francie.
I sent a letter on the 23rd to Mr. McKenna. I was able to speak with him today. And we came up with what seems to be a mutually agreeable solution where a mercantile license will be issued for slips which have not been affected by the damage.
Very good.
So it would be a limited mercantile
license. Well, it's still until it would be an operating license.
In, yes, I just want to say on the record, in fairness, Mr. Padula sent it and Mr. McKenna was on vacation.
Yeah.
So he did not get back. He just came back Monday.
No, I just wanted
to... Yeah. But when we talked about it, he was away and we really didn't know that. So
we're going forward with that.
We're hoping to have the... I asked Mr. Padula to have the agreement by Friday.
So if everything comes to an agreement...
Well, this part of it, the mercantile,
right,
should be in place by Monday.
Would everybody be willing to work together instead of you fixing the street and him doing a poke?
Well, let's be clear. Any worst case scenario, we got to bond the money to fix the street. Worst case scenario.
Yeah,
so that's
what
we're in the process of doing now, like
right,
we talked about
that.
Last Wednesday. What this does is eliminate one of the, I believe, hurdles that Mr. Rosiak said he had in the way of pursuing financing to do the total repair. This should be a document that's agreed upon by Friday, and hopefully it can be in place by Monday. Okay. No problem.
May take an extra day. Friday.
Yeah, a day or two, you know. Right, oh, I apologize. Right, it's Good Friday. So.
Well, I just was making sure that nobody was blowing smoke. You know what I mean?
No.
Nope.
In principle, we have an agreement. We don't have an agreement on paper.
We had a nice open meeting.
Yes.
It wasn't formal, so I just wanted to be asked. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Richard, 58 Fifth Street.
Yep.
Good? Okay.
Wait, I have a question for Mr. Hillo.
Go ahead,
sir. The recycle yard. I think you mentioned that before. The recycle yard?
Yes.
Is there an oil recycle canister there? See, I change oil in my wife's car, my truck, my boat. You know, Johnny, you kind of gets tired of me coming down because you've got to pay. You know, I mean, we're friends, but you can only ask a friend to go so far. I mean, you know.
You're tight, but not that tight, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the boat holds 10 quarts, and I got five. You know, and I'm not even around with Joe with the oil in the back of my pickup truck and a plastic container. What can I do with it? It seems to be a problem.
Is it the dollars and cents that it cost him to get rid of it?
Well, dollars and cents. Also, when we've had that drop-off in the past, people weren't real careful with dropping off the oil. Mm-hmm. Oil wound up all over the ground.
It's a lot of spills.
See,
I remember that.
I understand a little bit about it. Actually, you're supposed to have a concrete retaining
right.
System. that would hold as much as that canister. I understand it, but I was curious if they're ever going to be, or what could I do with it?
We can look into, you can check with the Monmouth County Reclamation. They do have a website, and they do give you ideas and information on where you can bring it. Sometimes service stations, like you mentioned, one of your good neighbors willingly takes it, but we can look into it.
I think they have a lot, and I'm not going to lie, I don't know how close the closest one is.
Yeah, in Monmouth County, because I'm actually from Middletown originally, but when you go there, you got to show proof that you're from Middletown.
And I understand that, because they're paying to get rid of it, so I would want to,
Okay, that's all.
Okay. Brian Cobb?
Brian Cobb.
Hi, Brian, how are you?
I just wanted to thank Mary Nolan and Chris Franson for attending a meeting last Wednesday in which some of the people here, residents, met with Mary and Chris Franson to discuss the problems with Washington Ave and the bulkhead. I'm glad to hear that the mercantile license is to be resolved.
Sounds like we got that covered.
That's good news. I also wanted to ask, and I don't know who to address this question to, regarding some outstanding engineering issues on soil samples and how that reviews the borough's review of Mr. Rosiak's plans.
Mr. Lubner is here tonight to discuss that, so let him go down the list.
You want to go down the list?
If you don't mind.
Sure.
I would love you to. Now, when did you, let's go through the whole timeline, when you got your rebuttal answers. And
We sent a letter out the 22nd of March. I received plans this afternoon in my office. I did not have time for my structural engineer to go through a full-blown review, but I will tell you the 22nd, we had 10 items of concern. I will say that three of those items can be taken off the list. There's still questions with seven of them. Not to go through each item verbatim, but one is that the specifications were not sealed. That's an administrative item that can be easily resolved. Another item is the pipe that comes through the bulkhead.
Dale, let's be clear. The plans were sealed?
The plans were sealed. The specs were not.
Okay.
The pipe that comes through the bulkhead had a note that that's to be done by others. In our mind, that's something for the bulkhead contractor to do, as well to support the pipe when he redoes the bulkhead. There is a question with the Zane letter, but I think that's easily cleared up with DEP. That should not be an issue. I'm still looking for information on the use of CCA treated material to make sure it complies with what the DEP non-polluting requirements are. The attached letter to the submittal today indicated that the tie rod connections will be made along the marine property, which is approximately 5 feet from the bulkhead to the back of the curb. However, the plans indicate that it's going to be about 10 feet, which puts us out in the middle of the road again.
So the specs contradict the plans.
Yeah, the letter, the transmittal letter addressing our comments contradict what the plans say.
Okay.
All right, and there was a note on there that said if they need to go on the road, they'll let us know. That needs to be tightened up further so we don't have further damage to the road.
Because typically anybody that is going to go into our road, we make them post a bond ordinance, correct?
Well, make them post a bond on the road.
Exactly.
Correct.
Performance bond.
Right, and the tie rods themselves are still in question. They may not be the full diameter as they once were.
Okay.
They might be corroded compared, considering what we saw on the busted areas. They do not look to be a full diameter, so it would be a concern trying to weld onto them. So we would need verification on that. Additional information on the spiking of the whalers, specifically the size and the count of the spikes. We asked for formal calculations. We were provided a summary sheet, which doesn't say how the calculations were derived, so we still need that. And that pretty much sums up where we are.
Okay, so are you guys all in office tomorrow?
I know I am. I believe my structural engineer is as well.
Okay, can you have him look at them, put in writing what you just basically told us, and send that back to the engineer in question?
Sure.
And
do you want to send directly to Mr. Avakian?
I spoke to Mr. Padula today. It seems almost foolish for you guys not to talk to each other.
That's fine. We could
CC Mr. Padula, and please CC me on my Highlands Borough email.
Sure.
Mr. Rosa, you're brief. Easier just to go directly.
Yeah, I think it would be such a savings of time.
Sure.
Mayor Nolan.
That's going to start tomorrow, Mr. Rosiak. Okay.
To each other.
And the other issue should be cleared up by Monday, Tuesday because of the holiday. Okay, and CC, by the way, if anybody else on the table wants to get CC.
I'll CC everybody if you
please. Use my Highlands Borough email.
Mr. Wunder, The road repair we're talking about is essentially curb-to-curb rebuilding the road?
It would basically be to the center line of the road, because it's going to go from the curb along the bulkhead to about the center line.
Which is our property.
It's still our property, but...
We're not going to the curb?
We wouldn't need to go on the other curb. That road, for all intents and purposes, that road is intact still. The damage...
You're talking the curb house side.
Even though it's been undermined.
Right, the undermining doesn't appear to go all the way out to the center line of the road because our sewer is still covered.
But we have to expose that amount of undermining. We can't...
We would still have to expose it to go out, but right now we're anticipating that that's the center of the road.
Okay. So it's fair to say that we're going to end up exposing the dead men.
Yes.
So at this point, this concept of attaching the dead men, new dead men to the old...
The tie rods, you're saying?
The tie rods, they don't have to do that. They're going to have access to the dead men.
Well, that's twofold. One, that you will need that bulkhead repaired before you open the road to, because there's nothing to hold the road to right now. So that bulkhead's got to be repaired and everything kind of brought back up to it on the marina side, the marina property side, in order to rebuild our road.
No, we know that, all right? But at this point, leaving the road as it is... Mr. Roziak has access to the dead men.
Not all. There's only certain areas he has access to. The roads are washed out to the dead men all the way.
No, but we are repairing down the center line the entire distance.
But that'll be post Mr. Roziak's repair.
It's just a time frame, Dennis. I understand what you're saying.
Exactly. I see what you're saying about opening the road. It's going to be very difficult to open the road, have a storm when that road's open, and have a contractor remain liable for that subbase. It's almost going to be impossible for anybody to even take on that liability from a bidding standpoint.
Yeah. I'm not sure what you just said.
Basically, if they skim the pavement off, say the center line of the road, okay, they're
just going to go in perpendicular to the center line of the road, expose a dead man. They're not going to do anything left or right of a dead man.
Correct.
Who's that?
Roziak.
Okay, but that's still inside the roadway. They won't. But the thing is...
It's inside the section we intend to repair anyway.
I understand that. But if they or whoever doesn't restore the roadway at that point, he could do his work, and, you know, depending on the time frame of that, as it relays into our road work, you may... If that road isn't repaired, say, with an asphalt layer by Mr. Roziak in the interim to seal the road up, you could have very easily lose the road subbase again. You can lose the dirt portion of the road again if it's not capped in the meantime. Like, in other words, if Mr. Roziak comes and does his repair, say next week for all intents and purposes, whatever that comes in, it'll still take time to bid the road portion out. So you're still going to be probably from construction probably about 2 months out.
We could coordinate that.
There's no question you can coordinate it.
I understand that.
Roziak doing work and the contractor doing work at the same time?
I'm sorry?
Not between... Mr. Roziak doing work and the contractor doing work at the same time.
We could certainly put off doing repairs. We're damned if we do.
What we're going to do is exactly what we said. Send a letter tomorrow with everything that you need to get the final answer on. The funding obstacle seems to be removed within 4 business days, and let's go from there. Okay? Mr. Mandrot, please.
I'm Mandrot, 268 Bayside Drive. I see on the agenda tonight in the executive session you had to deal with the Exxon to pay Bayside Drive.
We talked about it. Yeah, I can make it. We can make it public to you the outcome at the next meeting, sir.
At the next meeting.
If you don't mind, it's not a done deal, so I can't go into it.
They did the paving job up there in the fall. They paved it so the water runs right into our house.
I know we've talked about that here many times.
And they only paved 100 feet of it.
That's what we talked about.
3 council members have been are involved in a situation at different times. So, and they're all currently still sitting here.
That fence they put up there on Bayside Drive is a horrible thing. It's plastic. It's starting to fall down. It's supposed to keep the animals from drinking the water. And the kids are knocking it down. It's a real eyesore. It's a plastic fence. And I think with Exxon spending that kind of money, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
And they're not doing anything for anybody up there. They come there and worked there last week for 3 days, blocked our street off, and didn't tell nobody. And the other thing is, on Short Drive, this is for information, When we put Shore Drive in the 60s, when it was paved, it was an easement done. Neil Guiney and Carl Giersch owned the Max San Diego Bay Marina at that time. And they got an easement to put that drainage line. That drains water from Bayside Drive, Matthew Street, and it's constantly running. And the deal was made that that line would run into Sandy Hook Bay Marina, and that every 3 years we would dig out the first two slips. It should be on record.
And that was on the borough, is what you say?
That was on the borough.
Okay.
Because that was, the borough got that easement through there by giving up part of Willow Street.
Well, look up there.
Willow Street ran down through the Sandy Hook Bay Marina.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mandrock. Mr. Hill is going to attempt to locate that agreement. Carol Bucco?
Carol Bucco, 330 Shore Drive. Well, I have three questions for Mr. Pfeffer, so I'll just hold him for a while.
He'll be here at the next meeting, God willing.
Yeah. And I see that you approved the CWA contract. I don't know who that involves, but I was wondering if you address the retirement benefits as you probably would.
You want to speak to that, Mr. Padula?
Yes.
Is it a done deal? Can you speak to it?
It's a done deal, yeah.
Okay. You know. No, I just want to mention.
Mm-hmm. I just...
Not like midnight tonight.
I don't have my notes on the details on that.
I don't have them in front
we
of
me. Is the MOA attached? Do you want to go to somebody else and come back?
Sure. Mr. Ms. Buckoff will come back. He's looking at the answers for you. Mr. Rosiak?
Yeah, thank you. I would like to thank you for holding that meeting last week. I think it was a good step forward.
And if maybe, we'll do it again.
Great.
You know.
Terrific. Mr. Lugner mentioned 6 or 7 points that I could speak to. Can I speak to those points?
If you want. I mean, he's basically going to send your engineer the letter tomorrow, and I'd be more than happy
so
to let you talk.
So you would prefer me not to waste time?
No, not at all. It's not a waste of time. It's that, with all due respect, I'd like our engineer to talk to your engineer, and we're going to save time that way, not going through
fine.
The lawyers.
Okay.
If that's okay. I mean.
That's fine. Mr. Franci, however, I think raises a very good point. Our construction plans were altered based on the concerns the town had expressed over us entering the road and making holes in the road, if you will. Our compromise position was that where the tie rods are still good, and needless to say, we wouldn't try it well to something
right.
That wasn't there. Just like we won't rent a bad slip that's not rentable. Where they're good, a compromise is to weld a coupling onto it and then put the new tie rod to that. Our preference would always be to run one tie rod the whole way. If you are, in fact, going to repave right up to the middle of the road, we can coordinate our efforts such that once you're ready to pave, we can go a couple of weeks beforehand to minimize the concerns that you raised there over the there being a period of time where there's going to be a damage or a storm or something. But in fact, we really only have to get to that tie rod, so it's not undermining any of the road.
Well, you'd still be out in the road a couple feet.
Yes.
Off the curb. Right.
But I don't think we have an issue coordinating it. What we need now for the mercantile, which Mr. Padula is going to talk to Mr. McKenna tomorrow, I'm assuming, and maybe I shouldn't, that you have, I'm sure there's a map or a legend where you have the slips numbered. Is that probably how you keep track of who's renting them?
Sure.
Right or wrong? Okay. What we'd like to do is, in the agreement, we're going to put the numbers in that are obviously damaged, and then the other ones you have free reign to do with, you know, whatever you want to do. That basically is the only document holding up this.
Right.
So if we can get that.
That's the only thing holding me.
Yeah, right. That's my point. So if we can get that, and you then can get your funding in place. If we have to, we'll have another little quick meeting like we did the other night. It'd just be you, me, and you know the engineers. And if we have to have the lawyers there, we can, and discuss the plan moving forward once we know we both have our money in place and coordinate.
Wouldn't it make sense that if you're going to spend, and I thought it was six, now it's $700,000 to repay the road.
Well, that's just to do the bond
road.
We're not. That's not plans to start anything or anything else. That's to put the money in place.
I understand.
Right.
Yeah.
But the amount is not $200,000. It's $700,000. Correct.
Correct.
That's what the bond rate is.
It doesn't mean we have to spend it all either.
It's closer for me to assume you're going to spend seven than to spend one, right?
Yeah.
You would assume if we're bonding seven, we're not going to plan to spend one.
Right. But again, it would make sense or doesn't it make sense to the council to coordinate this?
100%. And what we need to do, I think, next, let's get that letter. What we need from you, you'll have your mercantile in place. You can get, in the meantime, we don't have to move on one and not move on the other. Get the, you know, apply for the funding like we talked about, and then our engineers, yours and mine, we'll talk, ours, whatever, and we'll coordinate the plan moving forward.
Right. What would be the fastest, then, that the town could move forward to get bids out so that it could...
45 to 60 days.
We have to adopt the ordinance. I think we have it set for the 18th. If it's adopted, then I have to publish it, and there's a 20-day waiting period before we can award a contract to the engineer before he can start working.
So roughly the middle of June.
Well, he can start working now. Huh?
We could do it contingent upon the establishment, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So June.
Probably construction wise, probably look in July.
Okay.
Mr. McKenna told Mr. Padula that there were some delays in steel, that your project was going to get delayed. We didn't understand that. There's very little steel involved.
Now, I don't know if that's something he's not aware of.
No, no, he misspoke.
Okay, fine.
There was, it's a longer time.
We've always accused him of that.
But he misspoke.
That's Chris Franti for the record.
Okay. I'd like to... thank some of the neighbors of the marina who've put up with this mess for now 8 or 9 months. To my amazement, they've been very supportive of the marina. I think they've expressed attitudes that they realize the marina is, in fact, an asset to their property and to the neighborhood.
I think we all agree with that up here, too.
Publicly,
yep.
Acknowledge their support and help and whatnot.
And I think the patience will last as long as we keep showing we're both moving forward.
Great.
Okay. With that, I'll offer to
thrilled to hear Mr. Padula.
I'm sorry. Mr. Padula is going to speak to Ms. Bucco's
Mrs.
question.
Ms. Bucco, the sick leave payout upon retirement was previously capped at $20,000. We were able to reduce it to $7,500. Anyone above that would be grandfathered, but it is reduced.
And that's all new employees moving forward?
No, that's everyone.
That's everyone existing. Very good. Okay. With that, I'll offer to adjourn.
Offered by Mayor Nolan. Second by Ms. Kane, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, everybody, for coming out.
Pleasure.